when Shinta Zayin Sifyud Beis, we've done the Mechaber sheet and we're up to the Ramah. So if you remember, yesterday we saw the Mechaber who holds that a domesticated animal that is not rebellious, there's no Isser Tzeda in. It's only if the animal is rebellious, so there, if you're in the kind of Chatzar where had it not been a domesticated animal, you would have needed a trap to get hold of the animal, there it'll be Yosem and Rabbanon. But if the animal is not rebellious, there's no Isser whatsoever. Now comes the Ramah, who goes with the Shitas HaRishonim, that when the Mishnah said, Chayev Ha'ov Shebershuso, so Hatzodon Potter, it meant Potter Aval Osir. Says the Ramah, Hagah. V'yesh Omrim Da'osir Lotzut Chayev Ha'ov Shebershuso, that there's an Isser Rabbanon, even to catch a domesticated animal. V'yimtzodon Potter, you're only Potter. Says the Ramah, Aval Pora V'sus V'kolshken Shar Chayev Ha'ov Shemardu, imtzodon Chayev Chatas. Whereas any of these animals that are domesticated, if they were morid, there's going to be a chiyuv. The Machaber learned that if they were rebellious, that's when the Mishnah means potter. The Ramah is learning, even if they're not rebellious, there's an Isser D'Rabbanan, and if they are rebellious, then there's an Isser D'Oraisa. And to that he's adding, chasul, a cat, dina kishar chayev asur l'tofso b'Shabbos, catching a cat on Shabbos is also going to be asur. The halacha will be that if it's your own cat, it's going to be only an Isser D'Rabbanan if it's domesticated, and if it's morid, it'll be a D'Oraisa. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says that this is, like the Ramah says, this is the Iker halacha. We paskin, like the Shitas, that your own animal, there's still an Isser Tzeda mid'Rabbanan. Now, the Gra, the Mishnah Berurah brings that the Gra Shita is that when you're dealing with chickens, your own chickens, they are not considered b'nei tzeda. They're considered nitzodim v'yomdim. Your own chicken does not run away at all. He's very easy to catch, and therefore there would not be even an iser d'rabbanan. Now, lemaisa, we don't paskin like this grow. We still hold that it's a d'rabbanan. We are mitzarif him to a kula in different cases. Now, first of all, what happens if your birds run out of the cage and they're flying around the house and they're not rebellious? They normally end up in the cage again. So the halacha is you're not allowed to go and catch them and put them back in the cage. However, if a child does it, the halacha is ein limchos, and it's mutter al yidei an nachri, by way of a non-Jew. Since this is only an iser d'rabbanan, this is shvus t'shvus b'makom tzorach. You're allowed to stand in the doorway to keep your bird from running away, because he's going to come back home even if he flies out. That it does say, now also, you are allowed to go and push your bird so that he'll go into a large house, meaning into your whole house, not into his cage. In his cage, the halacha is that there will be aser. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Chayyadam that if you're talking about an animal that mamish, he comes to your hand and would never run away from you, that everybody would be moded that there is no Isser Tzeda altogether. Now, what happens if you have, say, birds that are in a cage and they start flying all over the house and you're afraid that they're going to get your house all filthy? The same going for any other pet you've got. Your pet runs out of the cage and is going to make the house filthy. So the Mishnah Berurah wants to say that it could be that you can go and get them into the cage with a shinui, because that would be a psik resha in a double derabana. We said that the halachi is that a psik resha in the case where you're not doing something for the sake of tzeda, so it's a psik resha. Yeah, you happen to be tzadim, but what you're trying to do is not keep him in his cage because you want him in the cage because you don't want him all over the house. Since that's a derabanan, and your own bird is a derabanan anyway if he was not morid, and doing it kelachiyad makes it a second derabanan, we've seen that the Mishnah Berurah is makel in a double derabanan and a psik reisha. So there he wants to say that it could be that it's mutter.